From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Was going to wildflowers with only a passing glance at the soft, vibrant carpets of moss. We don't eat moss. Mosses have few medicinal properties. Mosses are rarely used in landscaping, and they are usually trampled underfoot without a thought. In fact, when I Googled moss, the only commercial link that popped up screamed, "Stop unwanted moss growth." But moss has played a major role in the evolution of plant life on land. We owe much to these overlooked plants. They are descendants of aquatic green algae that were able to grow on land. From this tenuous foothold, the rest of the land plants evolved: ferns, pines, and true flowering plants. Moss colonies may cover 20% of the Earth's surface and are very important in many ecosystems, from the harsh world of the Arctic to the lush tropics. They are pioneer plants, often growing on rock or bare earth, and contribute to soil formation. They absorb water and nutrients. They provide habitat for other plants and small animals. And they are indicators of pollution. Mosses have stems and leaves, but no true roots. They are totally dependent upon moisture for survival and reproduction. But they can survive long periods without water, too. The only time I ever use the word happy in association with plants is looking at moss that has finally gotten rain after a long dry period. Ron, it turns out, is an avid amateur moss sleuth and even has one name for him. He knows it's a grand and diverse world out there. So try to give those subtle green mosses more than a passing glance on your way to the next flower. This is Michael Ellis with a Perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.